A new leader at Michigan Farm Bureau, and the ag markets mostly a negative tone. This is Michigan Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank. The news is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit MichiganMediates.org. For the first time in 10 years, Michigan Farm Bureau has a new president. Our C.J. Miller is on the road at the Michigan Farm Bureau annual meeting in Grand Rapids, and he has that new president with him.
I'm with Ben LaCrosse. He is from Leelanau County, northwestern Michigan, and he has just been elected as the new president of Michigan Farm Bureau. Ben, what are your priorities for Michigan Farm Bureau going forward now that you're the new president?
Well, my priorities will be the priorities that our delegates set out at this annual meeting. There will be some priorities that revolve around trying to pass a new farm bill. Our members are really focused on the increasing cost of the adverse effect wage rate that is impacting our farmers that utilize H-2A seasonal labor, and increasing regulations that are making it harder and harder to farm in Michigan right now.
Up in northwestern Michigan, you produce tart cherries, sweet cherries, plums, and apples. You're going to have a lot of contact with grain producers, pork producers, cattle producers, and I'm sure you've already had those conversations, and we'll be having those conversations with delegates and members over the next several weeks and months.
Absolutely. Michigan is the second most diverse state in the nation in terms of what we produce here. And so when we talk to our state leaders, our national leaders, we have to talk about all those different commodities that we represent in Michigan. And that's what I think makes Michigan so special. We have such a strong dairy sector. We have such a strong grain sector. So many of those issues that come up on a day-to-day basis will affect our farms, and we will have to work really hard to defend those for our farmers.
You had mentioned the farm bill. I know with Republicans now in charge of the Senate on Capitol Hill, Republicans keep their leadership of the U.S. House. President Trump in the White House, he's a Republican. Will you and your team be focusing on getting more farm into the farm bill going forward?
We like the concepts that strengthen crop insurance and strengthen some of the other safety net provisions in the farm bill that support our farmers here in the state of Michigan. And so those are the things that we're going to really be focused on. And the other parts of the farm bill, the nutrition parts, we will talk to our partners and look at what our delegates say and move forward in that manner.
Carl Benarski had been in your role for many, many years. Big shoes to kind of fill.
Carl has been a wonderful leader for Michigan Farm Bureau for the past 10 years. He's been a stalwart champion of Michigan agriculture and the diversity of Michigan agriculture. And I think that's something that I've witnessed, and it's been inspiring to me to see him as a grain producer from the thumb of Michigan get to know and understand the issues that are facing our specialty crop growers in the state of Michigan. And he has become a champion for those issues that our farmers are facing. So that's inspiring for me as a specialty crop producer to really get to know all the other sectors of agriculture in the state of Michigan and help become as big of an advocate for them as Carl was for the rest of the state of Michigan.
I also want to ask you about Trump's trade policies. I know a lot of specialty crop producers across Michigan, a lot of grain and livestock producers as well, are concerned about the possibility that Trump may sharply increase tariffs. We're talking 60% on Chinese products, perhaps turning his back on the USMCA free trade agreement with Canada and Mexico, only if they don't clamp down on their borders in terms of fentanyl and illegal migrants entering into the U.S. What say you in terms of Trump's trade policies and how that could impact producers in general across Michigan?
Well, as a specialty crop producer, I have firsthand experience in how imported products have came into the United States and taken away some of our domestic markets in the cherry and other fruit business. And so trade hits home for me. I think about the statistic that 30 years ago, we imported 30% of our fresh fruits and vegetables from outside of the United States. Today, that number is 50%. And if we keep going in the trajectory that we're going in right now, in the next 14 years, we will import over 70% of all the fresh fruits and vegetables that we consume in the United States. That's an alarming statistic when we talk about where we want our food to come from and how we want to support our producers in the United States in terms of trade. So I'm excited to engage in the ag policy discussions with the Trump administration or anyone who I can have any influence with on that, because I think it's important that we have that conversation about supporting our domestic farmers, supporting our domestic markets, and working with trade policies that actually do good for the American farmer and the Michigan farmer specifically. I value Michigan Farm Bureau and our members so much. I'm inspired every day by what our farmer members do in their home local community, working through their county farm bureaus, and what they do on their farms to provide food for our state and our nation. And that inspiration is what will drive me to help lead this organization, working with the board of directors, working with our staff, to really continue to move agriculture forward in the future.
Once again, Ben LaCrosse, and he is your new president of Michigan Farm Bureau. Ben, congratulations, and thank you so much for taking your time to join us here today on Michigan Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, CJ. Thank you for having me.